Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, today's the day, as you just heard on the news, in the New York City Council for the vote to extend term limits for another 4 years. There is a new wrinkle in this, an alternative that would put it to the voters for another referendum in time for Mayor Bloomberg and the other elected officials to run again in 2009 if it passes. So we will talk to three members of City Council in just a minute, holding three separate positions on this with the vote scheduled for today. Now, to our guests from the City Council, after I tell you that we have a special comments page for this, for you to vote on the idea in an informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Brian Lehrer Show web poll. Go to WNYC.org and post your views on the term limits bill. Yes, only Bloomberg can save us now. No, it's a greedy power grab. Or let the people decide in a new referendum. Or, of course, you can create any other answer. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to post your public comments on this with the City Council going to vote, expected to vote today. With me now, Oliver Capel, council member from the Bronx. He is for extending term limits. Council member Letitia James from Brooklyn, an opponent of extending term limits. And council member Gail Brewer, also of Manhattan, a co-sponsor of the referendum amendment. Thanks to all of you. Welcome back, all of you, to WNYC. We all there? Gail, you there?
Absolutely.
Tish, you there?
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Oliver?
Good morning.
Okay. Gail Brewer, your amendment is the new wrinkle here. Tell us what it would do.
Well, what it would do is to say that the term limits has to be decided by referendum rather than by the City Council legislation, and it would mandate that if we decide to go forward with some kind of a council vote, that it would have to be ratified by the voters, and that would mean, of course, the process is a charter revision commission appointed by the council, and then a referendum. So what it does is it states that whatever we do has to be ratified.
Oliver Capel, you support extending term limits, but as you know, they were originally enacted in a public referendum and reaffirmed in another public referendum. Why not do it Gail Brewer's way?
Well, several things. If we had had a referendum in the ordinary course, and last year is when we should have had a referendum, and incidentally, I introduced legislation for a referendum as an alternative to the council doing it. 2 years ago, I sent it to council's office to be drafted. That is city council's office. That's the way you commence the introduction process. So I'm not opposed to a referendum, but I think that two things. First of all, I think it's unrealistic. I think the mayor would veto a bill that provided for a referendum now, so I think it's unrealistic.
How could he do that? You've been a big supporter of the mayor in this whole thing. How could he do that?
Well, first of all, let me make it clear, Brian, that I support repeal of term limits. I made that clear 2 years ago. I made it clear when I campaigned against the referenda in the 1990s, or against the first referendum. Secondly, I introduced a bill in September before the mayor said that he was going to support a third term. I introduced it because I do not believe that this is a matter that concerns only the mayor. It is true that because the mayor has changed his position, my position has gained considerably in strength. In fact, I expect it to prevail. But it is not only the mayor whose term is extended.
Okay, I understand
I want to make it clear that this is not being done for Bloomberg. It's being done because I believe personally that term limits should be
are
extended.
Wrong.
And
I still want you to answer my question about the mayor. Could you support Mayor Bloomberg vetoing the referendum option should it pass the council today?
A referendum in the spring is unrealistic. The mayor's corporation council has indicated that there may be legal issues, but there are practical issues. First of all, it cost $15 million. Should we spend $15 million at this time on this type of activity? Secondly, the referendum couldn't take place until well into the spring, and even if it succeeded, it would be subject to review over a period, I think it's 90 days, by the Justice Department. Not only would that bring us us close to the primary election for city offices, but it would mean that everybody running would be unsure whether they could or could not run mm-hmm. for citywide office, say.
Until then.
It is already, in my opinion, a problem, a serious problem.
All right, Letitia James, I want to go to you. You're opposed to the term limits extension, and I want to take your temperature on the referendum amendment as an alternative. Will you be voting for that today?
First, let me say that Councilmember de Blasio and I have introduced a bill for a referendum. We introduced it last week. Unfortunately, that's not the bill that we are voting on today. And so my colleagues yesterday decided to put forth an amendment to the mayor's bill, and I support that. Whatever would get us to a referendum, I support. Let me also go on to say that a number of scholars besides Corporation Council, Richard Emery, and a number of individuals who have served on a charter revision have said that we, in fact, can do a referendum in the spring at a time when we are having special elections anyway to fill some vacancies in the city council. Let me also go on to say that now all of a sudden cost is an issue. Well, the mayor of the city of New York has spent millions of dollars on a number of initiatives, and so why, when it comes to democracy, we have to raise the red flag of cost? I believe it's a false argument. I believe when it comes to democracy, it's not a question of practicality. It's a question of respecting the will of the people.
What about some of the concerns that Ali Capel just raised, though, with respect to people not knowing what office they're going to be running? You can't even legally raise funds necessarily for things if you don't know what you're going to be running for, things like that.
People right now, this day, yesterday, about 40 members of the city council who had raised money and who wanted to run in next year's primary don't know what to do. So there's already a lot of confusion with respect to next year's election. So I don't think we can confuse it any further by, in fact, putting a referendum on the ballot and letting the people decide.
Oh, Tish put her finger right on it. Already now we're really, in a sense, there's an unfair situation. How much more unfair does it get if we don't resolve this until May or June?
I believe that we can resolve it today by voting no against the mayor's bill and letting the people decide. And if the people decide, we can ask for an expedited review by the Justice Department, an Obama Justice Department. This red herring of 60 or 90 days is not true. I've spoken to individuals. I've spoken to Eric Holder, who's the former head of the Justice Department. He has indicated we can get this done. And to raise all of these excuses is just an excuse, again, to put forth the mayor of the city of
now,
New York.
Unfortunately, Tish, and Tish is a wonderful member of the council, but I have a little bit of experience because I appeared before the Justice Department on an application to get expedited review in a matter that I handled as Attorney General of New York in 1994. And not only didn't we get expedited review by the Justice Department, we had to get the convening of a special court under the Voting Rights Act to get a particular piece of legislation, which I won't go into.
Okay,
now.
I don't want to get too technical. Let me go back. Tisha James, hang on a second.
Sure.
I want to go back to Gail Brewer here. We just heard from Councilmember James that if your amendment fails today, the referendum amendment, she will vote no on the term limits extension bill. If your amendment fails, will you vote no or yes?
First of all, we are trying to make sure that the amendment passes, Brian, for all the reasons that I think you've heard. I will tell you right now that's what I'm aiming for, and I honestly don't know what I will do on the second vote if there is one. I'm being completely honest with you.
Let me just say, Brian, that I respect Gail and I respect David Yasky and I respect Alan Gerson. I hope that this is not an excuse to provide cover to say that they voted for a referendum, it failed, and now they've got to do what is practical.
And
I hope that's not the reason.
It is not true, and I want to make that very clear.
So how could you be undecided at this late date after all we've been through on this?
I can tell you because there are two issues. One, just like Oliver, my term is up in this 2009, and there is the issue that if you vote against this, then you're really saying I'm going to have my cake and eat it too. I'm sure others may feel that, and in the sense that you're going to be running when it's a no vote. Then the second issue is that if I also share the issue of this is a, I've got 700-800 emails. People are very, for whatever reason, are very, very anxious to have their vote cast. So there really are two sides to this discussion.
Now, Letitia James,
yes.
You're in the Progressive Working Families Party.
Yes.
You're not even a Democrat. You're a Working Families Party member.
Right.
Aren't term limits a conservative invention? Aren't they an artifact of the right-wing activist Ron Lauder, whose real purpose was to weaken progressive politics in New York by weakening the Democratic infrastructure?
You're absolutely right, and I believe this is an attempt by a billionaire, again, to stymie the burgeoning vote of minority communities. I'm opposed to term limits, let's be clear. However, I believe the people of the city of New York should be at the table and should be part of the discussion with respect to term limits.
And that's the higher good to you right now,
Exactly. And if, in fact, the people want to repeal term limits or extend term limits or give us an extra term, then it really should be up to the people. Let me also go on to say that this is really an artificial argument, because there was an amendment to the bill that was put into the bill, I think, 2 weeks ago. It's called the Lauder Amendment. And basically what it does is the mayor of the city of New York cut a deal with Ron Lauder to basically turn back the clock for the freshman members in 2010, when Ron Lauder will use his billions to turn back the clock. So this extension is only for the benefit of one man, and that is Mayor Bloomberg, who cut a deal with another billionaire. And all of the other council members are hanging on to their coattails because it will inure to their benefit.
And we're going to run out of time in a minute. Oliver Capel, here's a comment from our comments page from Lance B. It says, it's a greedy power grab, but I would not object to a public referendum for future office holders, not for the present mayor and city council members. He sees it as a conflict of interest. How about that argument?
Well, certainly we're interested. I'm interested. Anybody who plans to run again is interested. Part of the reason for doing this is to keep outstanding people in office. Now, a lot of people want to be able to vote for Mike Bloomberg. I am not a Bloomberg supporter. I'm not saying what I'm going to do in the next election, but that's not what I'm not doing this to keep Mayor Bloomberg in office, but I am doing it to allow people to express their wishes. As you pointed out just before, Brian, term limits is an anti-democratic concept. Look, Gail Brewer is an absolutely outstanding member of the city council. There's no one better. And it is outrageous. It's outrageous, really, if you look at it, to say that someone who has put her life's work. She works 365 days a year for her constituents. I don't joke. To say that her constituents are not going to be able to keep her in office, it makes no sense. It's anti-democratic. And the fact is that it was Ron Lauder's millions that put this on the ballot. You know, it's interesting. Our founding fathers, who are credited with putting together the greatest constitution in the history of government, did not provide that members of Congress could be term limited.
Right.
I mean, this term limits idea has run its course, by the way. Nobody's really doing it anymore.
And we have
Oliver
to leave
Copel.
It there.
Well, I just wanted to say, Brian, Oliver Copel is awesome, and so is Tish James. Now, all of my members are awful, but the founding fathers also talked about tyranny.
What?
And they said that we should be a check and balance to
just
the mayor.
Because we're going to carry it.
We have a representative democracy. We don't have a direct democracy.
We should respect the will
we
of
have
the
a
people.
We have a representative democracy.
I recognize
democracy.
That. That is absolutely true. But when it comes to this is an issue that really we should defer to the will of the people.
Well, we hear how high the passions run on this. There are votes scheduled for this afternoon. What time do you expect the final vote on the final bill?
Late in the afternoon.
All right. And we will carry it on WNYC.org. We'll be streaming that vote and the discussions around it. Brooklyn Councilwoman Letitia James, Manhattan Councilwoman Gail Brewer,
thank you, Brian.
Bronx Councilman Oliver Capel, thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.